Ludlam, she was an undergraduate. I think she was doing a project or something, and I got her to write, to do the programming. I don't even remember what programming language she used, but,
Well, and this is, again, pre-MS-DOS, so that sort of release would have been 1981, and your publication is 1980, so it had to be in the 1979,
yeah,
1980 range.
so she was using the mainframe computer.
I
She, I
see.
think she may have been a computer science major, actually.
That would do it. Get her
Yeah.
some access to that equipment, because that
Yeah.
wouldn't have been an easy thing to have put together.
Yeah, well, it was a pretty simple model.
But it did some of the things that you mentioned. You start to look at features as relational to each other. So it isn't just encoding of a feature, but it's encoding what a feature is relative to other features.
Right.
That
So
detail seems to start early in this
it's
first.
clusters of features, right, representing the items. Yeah.
Yeah. And that the search is going to be parallel.
Oh, yeah.
That I guess is consistent from even
Yeah.
back into your early experimental work. And then you build in a decay function for forgetting, which is
Yeah.
gives you a lot, I think, of computational power when you start to
Yeah.
change the algorithm that way.
My intuition was that if you allow forgetting to occur, the prototype for a category will rise to the top, basically, over the actual items that were presented. So that was basically what that one paper was about. And then I got an Apple II for my lab, and I bought a Franklin Ace, which was an Apple II clone, to use at home. Started doing simulations on the Minerva II model,